The Fantastic Voyages of Captain Jack Flanders. The White Castle.
We should be in St. Alicia before nightfall.
What do you know about that island?
Only what Claudine has told me. And that isn't much.
If St. Alicia is another one of Claudine's select islands, it means something's going on there.
You can bet on that. We're on the final leg of our voyage. And there's Claudine, Dominique, Mojo, Rose, and myself, Jack Flanders. Oh, it's not the Rose we started out with, but Rose's cousin, who also happens to be named Rose. So you could say it's been one rosy voyage. It's just that we're beginning to feel a little cramped on this 36-foot trimaran. I think we've all been looking forward to the end of this voyage. But Claudine has one final destination.
Claudine?
Yes, Jack?
What are we in for this time?
I wish I knew.
Why are we stopping in St. Alicia?
We were invited, Dominique.
By whom?
Sanford White. He owns the island.
The whole island?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, I understand he ran a hedge fund. Made a few hundred million, or maybe a few billion. And he got out before everything crashed.
I thought he was an architect.
No, you're thinking of Stanford White, Rose.
They made a movie about him.
Is Sanford related to Stanford?
I don't think so, no.
A jealous husband shot him.
Shot Sanford?
Stanford.
Claudine, you were saying?
Sanford bought the island of St. Alicia and built a castle.
The White Castle.
Man, I love the White Castle.
Are you referring to the home of the Square Hamburger?
What? Square Hamburger?
Oh, yeah. Back in Philly, there used to be a White Castle on South Street. They were open all night. At 3 a.m, I could walk over and get a cup of coffee and a jelly roll.
What were you doing at 3 a.m?
Sometimes working, sometimes thinking.
Yeah, sometimes conjuring.
Man, that White Castle was so bright, I had to wear my shades.
I don't recall seeing White Castles in Montreal.
Oh, they had them in Detroit.
White Castle was the first hamburger chain in the country.
Before McDonald's?
Way before that.
Oh, yes. They were established in 1776.
What?
Jack, come on.
Well, haven't you ever heard of a musket burger?
Do you mean a muskrat burger?
No. A musket burger was anything you could shoot that you could fit between two buns.
Hooves and all?
You mean the 150-pounder?
I think we're straying from the subject.
Oh, yeah? What subject?
The White Castle.
They had a hamburger they called the slider.
They'd slide it to you?
Yeah, right down the full length of the stainless steel counter.
From one side of the castle to the other.
Yeah, zoop.
Got it.
Nice catch.
The original White Castle was founded in Wichita, Kansas in 1921.
You can remember that far back, Rose?
I was not around then, Jack.
They had hamburgers in the 1920s?
Oh, please. This has nothing to do with hamburgers.
I could use one right now.
Me too.
A square hamburger?
What I am talking about is an actual White Castle.
Well, the others were too.
They did look like miniature medieval castles.
This is not a miniature.
Speaking of miniatures, I wonder if there's a maze.
A maze?
Yeah, a maze, you know, with a minotaur.
An amazing minotaur?
Oh, please, please, please stop, all right? Oh, thank you.
Hey, wait. Up ahead. That's St. Alicia.
Ooh, it's a pretty island.
Oh, what a beautiful white beach.
Nice palm trees.
And over there. See? There it is.
The White Castle.
It does look like a real castle.
Man, why build something like that?
Why not? He has the money.
Maybe it was a childhood fantasy.
Some people are crazy.
What about the Hearst Castle?
Yeah, but why white?
Well, would a black castle be better?
I was thinking maybe mauve.
I don't think so.
It's not always white.
What do you mean?
See? The sun is setting.
Oh, yeah. It does have kind of a rose tint to it.
Where?
You can see it up there, on the terrace.
The Rose Castle.
I like that.
I thought you would, Rose.
This isn't much of a tourist town, is it?
It's such a pretty island. You'd think it'd be more developed.
Oh, don't forget, it's a private island.
Did he buy the whole island? The village, the houses, everything, and everyone?
Does White own the entire island?
I believe he does.
How do you buy an island when people are already living there?
You buy them too.
Are we going up to the castle?
Let's get something to eat first.
Well, seeing that castle
makes me want a burger.
A square one?
Round's fine with me.
Ground round?
Sounds better than ground square.
Oh, Mojo.
Okay, Claudine. What have we stepped into here?
We spoke about this before.
We did?
You called it a rift in reality.
I did?
Yeah. You were talking about dimensions rubbing up against each other. And when that happens, those invisible membranes can wear themselves pretty thin.
Did I say that?
Is that what's happening here?
I don't know. What are we talking about?
I find it hard to believe.
It may be a natural phenomenon of this reality.
Yeah, which is starting to sound like fiction.
But it may be the truth.
Don't you think that's strange?
Why shouldn't truth be stranger than fiction? After all, fiction has to make sense.
Oh, good point for you, Dominique.
Didn't Mark Twain say that?
He did, and so did I.
You mean we're here to figure out if White's got a rift or not?
We'll be staying at the castle.
I always wanted to live in a castle.
Why would anyone want to build a castle on a rift in reality?
People do strange things.
Remember those stories about the Bermuda Triangle?
Whatever happened to the Bermuda Triangle?
You don't hear about it anymore.
That's because it swallowed Bermuda.
Oh, Chuck.
They called it the Devil's Triangle.
It was an area in the Caribbean Sea where ships simply vanish.
I believe it was proven to be nonsense.
Oh, yeah. But science can be so serious.
Well, are we ready for the Devil's Triangle?
No. Ready to go up there.
You mean now?
Yes, of course now.
In the dark?
Mm-hmm. I told Sanford we'd go to this castle as soon as we arrived on the island.
We have flashlight.
Could we call a taxi?
No. You need the exercise. Come on, get your things. Let's go.
I thought I was the captain. I knew it. It's all uphill.
You need the exercise.
You've been on the boat too long, Jack.
Man, that's a nice big moon.
Now I can see the castle.
Wow. It is impressive.
It sure does shimmer.
You know, I saw the Taj Mahal once at night. The white marble did appear to shimmer in the moonlight, too.
It's so white. Is it made of chalk?
Isn't this an odd place to build a castle?
Well, like Jack said, people like to do some strange things.
What? No moat?
Oh, moats are so passé.
No, look, there is a moat.
I'll bet it's got a couple crocodiles.
Can you see anyone?
No, no one.
Isn't there a doorbell?
That is a drawbridge.
What do we do then? Shout?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Oh. Hello? Anyone home?
Look, there is a bell.
There is a bell?
Who says a bell?
Oh, Chuck, just ring the bell.
Now, I know we've been on that boat too long.
Why do you say that?
I knew we could get seasick, but I didn't know we could get seasilly.
Is His Majesty going to greet us?
He said he would, yes.
I wonder if there's anyone here.
Wait, did you see that?
What?
Look, up there, on the turrets.
The gargoyles?
I just saw a gargoyle move its head.
You're kidding.
I'm not.
There's another one. It's looking down and giving us the old gargoyle eye.
What are they?
They are most likely security cameras.
Very sneaky.
I hope they don't spit.
Do gargoyles spit?
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
They drool.
Oh, wait. Here comes the drawbridge.
Mojo, were you ever spat on by a gargoyle?
No, because I know to keep my distance.
Oh, watch your toes.
Well, shall we?
After you, Dominique.
You're our leader. You go first.
I am merely your captain. You are Joan of Arc.
So I am. Suivez-moi.
Jack, aren't you coming?
I just thought I'd wait and see if any buckets of boiling oil were poured down on Dominique.
Oh, Jack, come on.
It's a courtyard.
Where is everyone?
Hello? Anyone here?
Well, someone dropped the drawbridge.
Uh-oh. The drawbridge is going back up.
Are we trapped in here?
Most likely.
It's all right, Dominique.
Oh, I wonder if they have a dungeon.
A castle can't call itself a castle without a dungeon.
I don't think this is funny.
Bonjour. Y a-t-il quelqu'un?
What's that? It looks like a giant screen.
Yeah, just in time for the flicks.
I am Sanford White. Welcome to the White Castle.
Is that really Sanford White?
Yes, it is.
Whew. That's a big man.
Yeah, isn't he being just a little flamboyant?
Hello, Claudine. I'm sorry that I am not here to greet you and your crew. Alas, I was suddenly called away.
Is this live?
Pre-recorded.
In the meantime, my staff of highly trained and trustworthy midget robots will provide you with everything you need.
Midget robots?
Midget knights in shining armor, I bet.
Each of you will have your own personal valets. Ask and your PRV, personal robotic valet, will fulfill your needs.
What is your wish, Master?
They understand voice commands, but you must speak clearly.
I wonder what needs he's referring to.
Jack, shh.
So, please make yourself comfortable. My castle is now yours. Salut, Claudine and crew. Hello.
Ciao.